daf tesvav omed alef shani chacha gabi tumo by tumo time of my who the look. What's the reason that he gets malchus? The chesiv is written the tamei rosh nizrei, which we learn mishin nizro tali loy. The rosh, a person who's naziris, is dependent on his head. The mashma which applies shetala kosev esatumo b'mi shidayim lo niskalech, that the pasuk is making the iser of tumo dependent on somebody who hasn't cut his hair yet. Vafil achre shekol lo yomav, even after the days have passed. Golzman shelo gilach, saros, as long as he hasn't cut his hair, shenizra arosha, that he has his naziris on his head, mishikvar kol yomei nazirosai, person is very finished the days of his naziris, ein nizro tali, elo b'rosha, and his naziris is only dependent on his head not having been had the haircut. In gilach v'shasa yayin v'nitma l'meisim sofik esarbam, alma, we see from here the gamri, yomei l'rabos yom shel achre meleis, that we're going to learn a gzer shava yomei to include the days after he's finished in ziris, but tifta the Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, and therefore we've refuted Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina. Masnis in the Mishnah, harini nazar kishayili ben nazar meyayim, the hiskel nimleis es shaloi. He starts to count his own. In the little ben ad ayin yom, if he a son is born to him up until 70 days, circling the echah shaloi, he has to stop his naziris, the nimleis es shabadai, and he has to count the naziris on behalf of the birth of the son. Lo hisiklum nishlishim yom hu. The miyasir lay miyameya, because he has 30 days left over from the 100. Ela miniyach shalei, he loses his own. Umaynis shabanei, he counts the one for his son. Umangaleach, he counts his hero. Umaynis shalishim, and he counts another 30. The lahash lemiyash shalei, in order to complete his 100 days. Umangaleach, and he counts his hero. The bishlishim isul who gede gidul sair, because in 30 days you have enough days that's called growing your hair. Avle nela lo achra ayin. The lo miyasir lo shlishim, he doesn't have 30 days left. The less of who gidul sair, so he doesn't have what's considered growing hair, because it's not considered fulfilling his cutting of the hair less than 30 days of growth. 30 days. So he says, it's going to nullify all of it. He's going to start to count his zeros for his son, and cut his hair back, and he's going to count afterwards 100 days for himself. That's if it was a long zeros, and what is if it was a short zeros, and it's just a cloud doesn't knock off, it doesn't annul at all. As we said in the Mishnah earlier, he stamps his own, and he counts for his son, and he completes his own. Does not annul. It doesn't nullify what was done. The time of my kedama, the reason it was like we said earlier, she did achas b'naim, because there's no cutting the hair in between. Gachad in the zirus erichlehu, and it's as if it's one long the zirus. Gemar the gemar, umar rav. Nola lo ben biyom ayin. If the son is born in the 70th day, olol lekan lekan, then the 70th day counts for both directions. Oysu yom olol leminyan ayin. It counts that they count for the count for 70 days. Olol leminyan shabbanei, and the count of for his son. The shloshim shel. The shloshim the lubanai nami maskal limnos bobayim, because the 30 days for his son he starts to count that day. And also when it comes to count and complete the 100 for himself, shalachin nazir shabala after the time of his nazirus for his son, in tzarech limnos el chavtes, he only has to count 29 days. It guri mitkar the oil lekan and lekan, because it counts for both. Sheino tzarech lahashim, doesn't have to complete lameil just for bovadal until 100 ba'oid. And for the Russian Nazir shall be known maskal mulobayo, that this Nazir's for some starts that day. Sikhma Mamer, the Allah has the going to tell me he didn't lose anything. Elabidinhu, the Allah listening and Shiv, Mishim the Katani Seva, Hach, that El Nishtana, Mikol, El Shabashas. This Ella Nishtana, Mikol, El Shabashas is different than all other Ella words, Ella in the Shas. Rokhi Mashwa. This was a point. Elo mishum dekatani sefer achar ayin. Since it said in the end of the mission after 70 tunnel ratio, ayin in the mission said in the beginning of the mission said until 70. But didn't who the listener call? Really shouldn't have been said at all. The I mean because we said that feel it's going midkay is even gaining. This from the ksiba who bedin the listener ad ayin. This from which other gears said really it should have been they should say until 70. Elo mishum dekatani sefer because it said. And the end of Mishnah, Lish the Hefsid, the language of losing, the Katani Achar Ayin, Sisir, so after 70, nullifies the original stuff. Tani Nami Risha, and Ayin, the Ayin, the Sisir, this is in the Risha also, until 70, it won't knock off the original count. Tashma, Nulad Achar Shivim, Sisir, Ayin, the Isir, the Kinnik of Ayin, it's like you said, the Mai Sisir, why isn't knock it off? Given the Maskal Limlis, and Boba Yayim. Since starting to count from that day, the benoy for his son, Yom Shloshim, the benoy, a little lekan lekan, the 30th day for his son counts for both directions, for his and for the sons. Akati bashalu shloshim yom, kidei gidul seir. You still have left 30 days for the growth of his hair. My achar de katani that said, acher acher. on the day after, which means the ayin base, it means the day 72. If you mark the old kind of kind, even say the day counts for both directions, katilu pashul elochav tasiyom, only has 29 days left. Ve'ain tiglachas kachos v'shal shmiel, and it's not considered cutting your hair from the zero's growth less than 30 days. My ear, the katani ratio at the beginning, in the Mishnah, ad ayin until 70, elochazukul medil is anything, afil achar ayin. Even after 70 b'yom ayin aleph for the 71st day, nami lo he's not also not going to lose. So the Ma'ariv, because he said the little sasar doesn't knock off the original count. El shemayim we see from there the achar mamish, the achar means after itself, which means b'yom ayin aleph, which means the 71st day. The Ketani sasar says that it nullifies the original days. Mishum the lord meaning shu alul l'kam l'kam, because we're not going to say that it counts for both naziruses. V'chim asis on the rav, v'chim l'inyin ze kashem asis on the rav, and so too for this. At this point, our Mishnah, the Mishnah's question on Rav, Shema Mina, and we've proven it. Rav Kaman, Amr L'Shemayin, Sevi Kasha, we're going to ask, Lama Lemi, why do we need to say this? Mibai Hachi. Lama Lemi Boi Hachi, why do we have to ask this? Ha'ashachim and Barakamo, we found in the first parak, the Tony Yom Shalosh Olakan Lakana, the third day can count in both directions. Dilma, perhaps, Masis and Hassam Lama Tarsuka Rav. Kramasna. Look at Bar Panta. Perhaps the Mishnah there is not going to be answered like Ramasa, just like Bar Panta. The one that said, "Ain seven zeros a lachav tesa, and seven zeros is only for 29 days." Gimel yomei mishkaidim leregel, but lomi men lagzera shiva. Shein zerachal hashlem achar regel zayin yomei avelas. He doesn't have to complete after the yom tov the 7 days of shiva. They came in ikar avelas dahinu gimel yomei mishkaidim. And since the main part of the veils, which is the first 3 days, like we say moed katan, have you kaidim regels before yom tov? The yom echushel. Sorry, but the regal annuls the rest of it. Vim kovar chas yom l'fnei a regal came into yom echad shal shalishim ha'yukadim regal, says one day of the third of the shalishim was before yom tov bittul ha'regal mimei the gezer shalishim, the regal does bittul on the rest of his shalishim. Umutul the saper erev ha'regal mishum kfoyt ha'regal because of the arna of yom tov. Also the saper achar regal at shalishim until 30 days has passed. Daf tes vav omud days. The mitzvah of Avelis, which applies for the first 3 days, came in Shasum, Kaidim Regal, since you did them before, you observed them before Yom Tov, but the Gzer of Shiva, the Gzer of Shiva is completely annulled. Kachmet Zayin, so to the mitzvah of Shiva, came in Shanasu, Kaidim Regal, since it's been observed before Yom Tov, Shiva Regal, Mavat Gzer of Slav and Legami. Then the Yom Tov will completely do bittul on the rest of the Shloshim. Gzeres Lamed Giluch V'Kibus. The Gzera of Shloshim is for cutting your hair and washing and clothing. My time with Abishol, the Omar that said the Yom Zayim of Vatel is Gzera Zayin. The seventh day will do bittul on Shiva and Lamed and on Shloshim. V'Hal Lo Shimur Dayim Yom Lamed Klum. He hasn't kept anything from the 30th day at all. Kaidim La Regal before Yom Tov. Afil Yom Echiv one day. The Rishonim the time the Kamal. Gvoi Dabu makes sense. Nomar Shemayna 8 days. Hainu Mishim the Yom Shemini Elul Minyan Lamed. It's because the 8th day counts for the 30th day, towards the 30th. El Abashol, but Abashol, my time, what's the reason? Lam Mishim the Kosavar the Yom Shemini Elul Kan Lamkan, Laminyan Shiva Laminyan Shloshim. Is it not because he's holding that the 7th day counts for both the Shiva and for the Shloshim? We command over a law of Yom Echum Nixeris Lamed Yomi. It says, if 1 day from the Shloshim passed, Shemachim Vatels, and therefore it's annulled. El of the Avelis, the Rabbanim, the Iker Avelis, Eino Eli Yom Echad. The main Avelis is only for 1 day. The Tzib is written in the Pasuk Achri Sif Yom Mar, which is only 1 day. El of Rabbanim, taking the Zayin, the Rabbanim were sacking 7 days with some Chakro, relying on the Pasuk. The Tzib is written in Yassel of the Avel Shivas Yomim by Yaakov of Spetir. They did for Yaakov Avinu 7 days of Avelis. Of Naziris, the Yerais, the Chushmani, the Yomi. Naziris is a Yerais. Calculation of days, the Lami Yom, you need 30 days, because the Chesiv is written, yeah, which is a Gematria of 30. Lo Omer Diyom Echad Lekan Lekan. In such a case, he's not going to say that 1 day counts in both directions. Shashach the Vazarka Lebe Shaini Shalot Shagar Rosabi Yom Shemini, surely so on the 8th day, Ad Shalot Rosabi Yom Chi'i, and before she says on the 9th day, she shimmers Kenegla, which she's watching it, later interior of Gilion, she's going to see in 3 days, Gemuriyas three times. Even though she doesn't eat, because eating the current Pesach is not essential.
that it's not because he holds a part of the day is like a whole day. The Yom Sheni Shehud Shi, the second day, which is the ninth day, Kukulo Dami is like the whole day. And therefore she was Torah the time that they shechted and threw the blood of the Mizbech on her behalf. So over here should say, cancel both directions, we shouldn't mix the Yom Kukulo because part of a day is like a whole day. That was your business of Baturah, that she's exempt from the practice of Sheni. It's not because he holds a part of a day, it's like the same as a whole day. It's because he holds the Kishib Raya. When she has her seeing, she becomes tummy, it's only from now on. But not retroactive. Therefore, Baturah, she's exempt from the carbon pesach. To be hishayt, the shachat of zarkul, because when they brought the carbon on her behalf at that time, to her, habi, she was to her. That when she becomes tummy afterwards, we don't worry about. We said, Rabbi Yossi, the mekanah labahi to mitma avul barfei alob. So Rabbi Yossi hold that the tumah is only from now on and not retroactive. Zabel should be used. Yom yom echad, maybe should yom. Well, this is the first day or 2 days. Kamin hasam is over there. Tol hasav is a zabel riyah. Says the Torah says that a zav is dependent on how many times he sees the chesiv zos tiyat to muscle b'zagay. It says zav be yom, but by the zav the female, it's dependent on days. Chesiv isha ki yazav zav doma yomim rabin. Need yomim mishnayim, and yom is automatically two means two, and rabin and means gimel three. Bishvi shalosh in bein zav roya shnayim the roya gimel el carbon. The difference between the zav sees twice or sees three times is bringing a carbon. Shabal gimel moina zayin u maybe carbon. That if he saw three times, he has to count 7 days of clean and bring a carbon. Ubal shein beis, if he only saw two times moina zayin and maybe carbon, he counts 7 clean days and doesn't bring a carbon. That's why it says with the male zav saw two times, or she's a shmeres yom, female mishum delav b'nei carbon, because they don't bring a carbon. Del v'yachanach the b'nei carbon, because if they did have to bring carbon, lo matzim mishkan talay b'shvi, you'd not be able to shecht on their behalf the carbon pesach on their seventh day. Mishum the lo matzim achle pesach ve'er, because they can't eat the carbon pesach in the night. The kapar is carbon boy the boy la suyei b'shmini ma'kevis lehem, because the atonement from the carbon that they have to bring on the eighth day is essential and stops them from doing it. Because the kaimel is we paskin, here we kaparazel echem kachem. Once you bring the carbon, then you can eat kachem. I'll only see from here miho. However, the midgatani mitama mishkel moshev l'mafir. That is being giving the mishkel moshev to retroactively. The lo havi taimo. The Rabbi Yosi mishkel mekan halabahu mitami. The reason Rabbi Yosi is not because from now on that you're becoming tummy. The time of mishkel mixes yom kukulo. Rather, the time is because the part of the day is considered like a whole day. Kapatim lasos pesach sheni. That's why it's exempt from doing pesach sheni. To have a lika kol midi, to tell the b'minyana. Saying anything which is dependent on numbers, on account. The mean the bay we say mixes a yom kukulay. That part of the day is like a whole day. M'shem pachy betun, and therefore they're exempt. Liyolam eim alechad mekana labahu metame. That from now on. Realize anything from now on is when it comes tummy. But a lot of time in the Rabbi Yossi Mishum, the Mixes Yom Kukula, yet the reason Rabbi Yossi is not because part of a day is like a whole day. The Karmel Marfeim and Tami, that which he said, there's a retroactive Tumah. Midrabanan, that the Karmel, that's only Midrabanan. Which in the last Fuhu Tumah, El Midrabanan, and since he doesn't have Tumah, it's all Midrabanan, just Midrabanan, but Tumah lasts Pesach Sheni, the exam from doing Pesach Sheni. These are Kotaito. So mitameim l'marfei, they're bringing tummy retroactively. Afilo marta mixed yom kukulo. Even if they say the part of the day is like a whole day, akati amay b'turim. It's still a question: why should it be exempt? Well, the milsul l'marfei, it's been revealed retroactively to be hishayt to the shachot with the zechadam at the time that the carbon was burned on her behalf. Tameim midiraisa, however, she was tummy midiraisa. L'lameim l'chol the tameim l'marfei midiraisa. That they're tummy l'marfei retroactively midiraisa. B'chol hechad the toli milsul b'minyanei. Anytime that's dependent on the count, could only be stayed in the zeros, like two in the zeros, it's just from the Zulama, they have to count 30 days for each one. Havi mixes Yom Kukulu will still say in the part of a day is like a whole day. But Hochon over here, Afagad, the Midiraisa, Mitmele, Mefreya, even the Midiraisa, she's tummy retroactively. Amai Hekilu, but why were they more leaned for? Hainu time of that, this is the reason that the Tumma, the Haim to Ziva, Hetiru, because when you have a doubt on Tumma of Ziva, we're Mekel. We're lenient. They came into Behi Shainsa and Nishkat Akati Havikaim Tipas Dabba Makar Shalisha. Since at the time that they shechted the carbon, that blood was still in the uterus of the woman. Below Yatzalachot did not come out. Ahaniba mixes Hayom Kukulay. Therefore, the part of the day is going to count for the whole day. Mikan, they commanded the Shechta Lebeshas to her, and then makes it as if they shechted for her when she was to her. This is Mefarshi, and those who who explained the tumas adhoim beziva. No one says he's talking about tumas adhoim by azava. Haynu the b'shas shkita v'zrika. Don't know how you say yudas in the roya b'yom b'imlav, because they, at the time of the bringing of the carbon, they did not know if she was going to see that day or not. Mishemachri therefore karlei tumas adhoim. It's called tumas adhoim to have tumei at lumafreya, that she's going to may have retroactive tuma b'shas shkita v'zrika at the time of. They bring in the carbon. But he says she didn't know at that moment. And it's like a person walking with Shisarabim, and they're being tuma underneath that they don't know about. But for Biyoshi Sover, the Rabbi Yossi lo amar the mitamei lo mafri el matabanan. Rabbi Yossi also holds that Rabbi Yossi only said that the retroactive tuma is matabanan. Umahader ahad amar the el. And it is a response to that which you said earlier. What does mean retroactive is only durabonon. Isasar, the mafia tamea, because retroactive is tamei kulo lister, everything should be nullified. The halo havo lohu shivan nikim kam, because it didn't have the 7 clean days at all. Ela aim of a little lister, afiliyomo, mishum, because the mekan halabomit tamea, because the tumma is only from now on. Mafia havi to her mamashim, retroactively, she was tar, completely tar. Rabbi Yochanan, the Gersa change is the Rabbi Yochanan, and he said to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yossi is going like you.